Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad.
Amazing why.
Yeah, yeah. We're back, it's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us today, for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. It's outstanding to be able to be with you every day, Monday through Friday, sometimes on the weekends, depending on where you are, and it's good to be with you. We got a lot of good stuff yet to talk about with our good friend Anita Rosen, who's with us right now. Anita is our e-commerce, one of our e-commerce, and is our e-learning expert. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. She's one of the ladies who it's amazing how somebody so young could be a pioneer, but the internet is pretty young. She is one of the internet pioneers, and she's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, as always, it's wonderful to be back on the show.
It's good to have you back, Anita. And, you know, I was just talking to another longtime member of our Brain Trust, Joanna Brandy, who's actually, you'd be so proud of Joanna, because she's been doing e-learning, delivering e-learning courses to small business owners on customer care for a long time. And that's one of the most important things that you talk about. And as you know, I've been encouraging my audience to focus on e-learning to get themselves and their employees trained to get them the kind of training that's available these days that only 5, 10, 20 years ago was only available if you made a trip somewhere or probably was only available to the big companies. But that's not true anymore, is it?
Oh, very true what you just said. One of the things about e-learning is it's just in time, so people can come to your website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, get e-learning, get trained. And the other thing is there's a lot of classes that previously you just didn't have the money to be able to produce a classroom training on. And you could create now an e-learning course, put it up on your website, so training that previously just couldn't get done because it was too cost prohibitive is getting done now.
What's the news? What's the cutting edge stuff going on right now with regard to e-learning?
You know what? The biggest cutting edge stuff is getting it done. A lot of people are talking about the cutting edge stuff, and I would say one of the biggest problems is people are thinking the cutting edge is multimedia. Let me put lots of multimedia in my training course, mm-hmm. and that's going to make it an interesting training course.
Production value.
Pardon?
Production value.
Well, there's production value. Think about websites. When websites first came up, people put all this multimedia on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make it a better website?
Nope.
It made it almost a more boring website because...
And a slower website.
And a slower website, and people would have to sit there and watch this whole entire multimedia, which is usually a lot of multimedia is not interactive. It's very passive. It's TV. It's mm-hmm. very passive. And you'd sit there and you'd watch this very passive medium, and the person who created it said, look at this wonderful Flash plugin that I created in here.
And isn't it beautiful?
It's so beautiful. And the person that's watching it says, is like, okay, I just fell asleep. When am I going to wake up?
Yeah, where's the beef? That's what I'm looking for.
People want information. E-learning is no different than a website.
Mm-hmm.
People want to get their information. They want to get it fast, and they want to get out of there.
Right. Do you think that e-learning, that one of the challenges of successful e-learning is actually what makes it so great, and that is that because it's available so conveniently, and we didn't have as much effort to get it as we did when we, you know, left our offices, left our town, and went somewhere and paid a lot of money, and so by golly, if I paid this money and I've taken this time, I'm going to learn this stuff, because e-learning is the opposite of that. That we take it for granted, and we might actually pay for it, but we might not actually do it.
You know what? Everything is impetus. And what we find with e-learning, when people finish e-learning, is do you have a reason to take that e-learning, and do you have a reason to complete the e-learning? So for Let's see, we have a lot of customers that are hospitals, and they have certification training. And if you're not certified at a hospital, you don't have privileges. So that means if you don't have privileges in the hospital and you're a doctor,
mm-hmm.
and you have a patient that's at that hospital, you're not allowed to go into that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of impetus to finish your certification training so you can walk into the hospital. Or if you're a nurse or whatever your profession is in the hospital. So there's a big impetus. If you have a certification training and it needs to be done by a certain date, there's an awful large impetus to finish that training.
And so maybe...
No pardon?
Go ahead.
If there's no impetus to finish the training, people leave.
Hang on to that thought, Anita Rosen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Anita Rosen, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, More E-Learning. Wisdom from our good friend Anita Rosen. Stay with us. 20 till.
So keep it up. Quench my desire.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And on this day, or near, pretty near to this day, 3 years ago, we started our relationship with our good friend Anita Rosen. Anita, this is mine and your third anniversary together. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you.
How about that?
Oh, it's wonderful.
We're like baseball. We keep up with these kind of statistics, and we appreciate the 3 years that you've given us so far. And folks, some of you who may remember Anita, Anita's first visit, at least the early visits that we had, you had just had your sweet little baby girl.
I think she was in the background while
She was making some little gurgling, purring, cooing noises in the background, and it was pretty funny. In fact, I think if you go back and listen to some of the early archives, you actually can hear her in the background, which we like to call ambiance around here, Anita. But anyway, happy anniversary! Thank you for 3 great years.
Thank you. Back then we had a lot of ambiance at our house.
Absolutely, Anita. We're talking, and by the way, I want you to give us your website because I want folks to know, because they can actually take advantage of some of the things that you are talking about, not only the book, the e-commerce question and answer book, but you've got some other programs I want you to tell us about.
Well, I'd love people to come to the ReadyGo.com website, because ReadyGo.com is where we have all of our e-learning information, and we have a free trial download of the software that you can try out e-learning for yourself.
All right. And they can do that at the website, ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com.
All right, so check that out. And the book is there.
Yes.
You can find out more about it, and also wherever books are sold.
Correct.
Now, I've got the second edition in front of me.
We don't have a third.
Okay, all right, but I'm sure it's going to be coming out. And there's a new book that's out. Tell us about that one.
It is a book on IT project management.
And it's just for information technology project management?
Well, you know what? The thing is project management, I find, is project management.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a philosophy behind project management, and we've applied this to IT or software projects. But the title, yes, is IT project management.
All right. And I want to get to that in just a minute, but I want to continue our discussion of, right now, I want to get back into our discussion of e-learning. How do you see e-learning becoming it's pretty available in a lot of most fields in the marketplace, but how do you see the evolution of e-learning? Do you see it basically taking over training, or do you see it cohabiting 10 years from now, or let's say with face-to-face training? Or do you see it, you know, what do you think is going to be happening?
Well, the expression is blended learning. And what blended learning means is there's all different kinds of ways for a student to learn. And you need to figure out what the best approach is for the material you're trying to teach. There's certain types of things you can never get away from people. You really need to have an instructor in front of you. And you need to do groups. And there's all different types of things that you need to do with an instructor and people in one room. And that's... that will never go away. And there's other types of training. You can have what's called synchronous training. And synchronous training is you can have people from all around the world or all around the country, whatever it is, sign on to a website at a specific time, and you have an instructor there, mm-hmm. and the instructor can give the training course. Because you don't physically need to have everyone in the same room, but you need to have a trainer there to lead the discussion, a teacher giving the discussion. But people physically don't need to be interacting with each other. And there's nothing that they need to physically touch. Like if you're going to be teaching people how to use carpentry equipment, you probably want them all in one room so that you show them actually how to use a carpentry.
Demonstrate the equipment.
Right, you know, and they need to try it out themselves.
Don't you think, though, that the more broadband connectivity that we have in the country, that the more you're going to be able to have a little more face-to-face training and built into the electronic training, the e-learning?
I think we have enough right now.
Okay.
You know what? As the last segment, that when you were asking me what's the latest thing in e-learning, I would say ease of use, because 5 years ago the tools were very difficult to use.
Right.
And you had to be a graphic artist.
Right.
And now the tools like ReadyGo are as easy to use as PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so it brings it down to what we call the subject matter expert. So now you can have someone, a small business owner who knows their product, or whomever else is the subject matter expert. They can get online, they can use a tool, they can create a course, they can post it online. So you don't need to have 10 different people that are a programmer, a graphic artist, a whole lot of people that really know how to use the tools. You can actually have the person bring it all the way down to the person that knows the information, and they can create the e-learning. That, I would say, is the biggest change in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What the biggest perception people think is the big change is all these simulations.
Right.
And as we just said, simulations don't necessarily make a course more accessible. I remember 10, 15 years ago when I wanted to get a course and I wasn't going to travel to it, someone would send me a video, and I'd plug it in, and I'd fall asleep within 5 minutes. Now, it's a 50-minute-long video,
right.
But listening to a talking head for an hour was so boring. Putting that talking head on a computer so you could sit at your computer and watch it doesn't make it any more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's still just as boring. And that's the number one problem I see in e-learning, is people think that multimedia talking heads will make something interesting.
Right.
It doesn't.
Well said, and some perspectives that you probably won't hear anywhere else, folks, on e-learning. Again, I encourage all of us to do a little more e-learning for ourselves as well as our employees. We got more to come with our good friend Anita Rosen right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Anita Rosen is our guest, author of the e-commerce question and answer book, and the new book is on IT project management. Is that the title?
Yes.
IT project management. You can find that. That's available now wherever books are sold, as well as the original book, right?
Correct.
And the website is readygo.com. And what would you got... Something under a billion small business owners listening to you right now, Anita, and they're at your knee, and their eyes are wide open, their ears are focused on every word that you say. Tell them where to start. They've never done any e-learning. Their employees, they know their employees need to be a little smarter. They know that they don't have all the answers for them. They'd like to learn how to be better customer service, customer care experts, better salespeople, better, you know, managers, whatever. How would you start? What would be the first thing you tell them to do to get started?
Well, the first thing is sit down and write down what courses you want to have people trained on, so you get an idea of what you want to do. And the next thing, after each one, say, am I a subject matter expert? Can I create this course? Or do I need to find someone that can create this course for me? So
or
identify
how
what
about,
you know
how about
and what
also,
you don't know.
Anita, how about also, even if I am the expert, maybe I'm not the best person to deliver this information, since I'm the manager, I'm the owner.
Right. Usually I find that they think they're the right person, but they say, I just don't have the time. And I might be a small business, which is I have 5 small stores.
Right.
And I don't have the time to do everything I need to do and then travel around to each of these 5 stores continually training. So maybe if I have a series of training courses that I have on the web, and the real power of the web is when it's slow, because it's available 24/7, when it's slow, you can have someone taking courses. And instead of a course being an 8-hour course, if someone leaves your business for 8 hours, it could be what we call courselets, which are 10 to 20-minute little segments of a course.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go online for 10, 20 minutes, take the segment, learn something, and then when things get busy, they can go back, bookmark their page, go back and start helping customers. And that's a real powerful way of training, because think of how many businesses have downtimes and uptimes, but they're not predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Call centers, hospitals, banks, retail establishments. That there's downtimes and you're trying to keep your people busy, but isn't it great if you can get them trained on what's the latest during those downtimes?
Mm-hmm. Now, the impetus that you were talking about earlier, do you recommend that we just say the impetus is you get to keep your job, or do you recommend that you say, you know, when you finish this course, there's some benefit, there's some tangible benefit for you?
That really comes down to how you like to manage and how your people like to be managed.
Well, you know, I could see where, you know, if you start up, for example, if you had salespeople, I could see where you could say, you know what, I'm going to start you out on commission. You're going to have a commission program, a leveraged compensation plan, and this is going to be your commission until you finish this course that we've identified. Then your commission is going to go up a little bit, and then finish another course, then your commission is going
to
go up a little bit, and that sort of thing.
That's very true. But there's also a lot of certification training and training, government standards training that is just mandatory training.
Right.
That you sit there and say, you know, you don't have access to our facility if you haven't taken the class by that day.
Right. That's a good idea.
And you know what they tell us? My customers tell me is, boy, you wouldn't believe how busy it got at 11 p.m. last night, when the next day was, if you're not trained, you don't get into the facility.
Right. Right. Well.
And so that's real impetus. If there's no impetus to train, if it's just there, very little training gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
yeah. I think you've got to develop some kind of a sense of urgency, some kind of a result or some kind of a circumstance that they would want to receive the training to accomplish.
Right. People don't get, you know, everyone has great intentions and they might start a class, but what is their priority?
Right.
And if you want the training to be a priority, you need to give them an impetus to make the training a priority.
So it's not enough just to get the training, make the training available, folks. You have to manage the development of the training with as well as making it available. Anita, give us your website.
And it's especially true with e-learning, because when you have a classroom training, part of it is someone goes, well, I've got to stay out of the office.
That's right.
And then they're there, and they're a captor.
Thank you, Anita, for being here. Thanks for 3 great years.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's do 3 more. What do you think?
I think that sounds wonderful.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. ReadyGo.com is her website, by the way. Thanks, Anita. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.